Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 9th of April, 2021. We've got the best technology news that's been happening, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Alienware. Gamers know the brand, but did you know they're going to be having an AMD version? And believe it or not, the first AMD-based gaming laptop in pretty much over a decade is coming, thanks to the M15 R5. According to the company, they're going big with AMD, with its Ryzen 5000 H-series processors. Now, the reason why Alienware's going with it, well, because AMD's processors, well, they've been heating up lately, in a good way. According to them, they're delivering great performance without compromising on efficiency, especially in the gaming market. Not to mention, I'm sure they've taken notice of folks over at Asus or Lenovo. Yep, those have been packing AMD processors as well as of late. Now, as far as the configuration of the M15 R5, it's got an octa-core Ryzen 7 5800H processor and NVIDIA's RTX 3060. But really, it comes down to cost, doesn't it? Well, apparently, it's going to be around $1,800. And from what we're hearing, it will start shipping, at least in the U.S., around April 20th. Well, just like E3, Google I.O., yep, they're returning next month, virtually. By this time, pretty much if any company has an event anywhere, it's pretty much it's going to be online. Although at least it's here this year. Last year, completely canceled. Now, the event will take place between May 18th and May 20th. And of course, we'll be free to attend. At least that's according to the folks over at 9to5 Mac. I've yet to actually verify that myself. Be nice if it's free, though. By all accounts, you can actually head on over to their official website, where you can currently register for the event. According to Google also, the conference will have both consumer and developer-focused keynotes, technical sessions, workshops, meetups, and even more. Those meetups, I'm sure, yeah, virtual. As for what we can expect to see from Google's I.O. this year, pretty much I'm sure what we've seen in the past. Usually updates to products, some new hardware. Hell, we might even see a new phone. Finally, hey Spotify. I know he's usually supposed to say hey Siri or hey Google. Hopefully I didn't trip either one of those. But now that's coming to Spotify now. Yes, users that use Spotify for iOS and Android, now you can quickly play something just by talking to Spotify. That's because they've added an invoice app assistant, letting you operate Spotify completely hands-free. By doing so, all you gotta do is say hey Spotify. That's the wake word, of course. Then you can ask it to play a song, a playlist, or even a particular album from a certain artist. Now, if you're really game on doing this, of course, you're going to have to grant Spotify permissions. That way, it can use your microphone on your device. And those of you out there in privacy land thinking, well, I don't know about this, even though we've pretty much already done it anyways, thanks to Apple and Google, there is Spotify's privacy policy where you can read all through that tiny little print there. But to give you the cliff notes, at least according to Spotify, they only store recordings and transcripts after you say the wake word or tap the voice button. And apparently, that's all they save. Yeah, we hope. Now, don't expect anything like Siri or even Google Assistant or Alexa with this thing. No. It only works when you have the Spotify app open, of course, and it's not going to be able to give you turn-by-turn directions or anything. But hey, you never know. Maybe in the future. Got a story? No one else is listening? We will listen. Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is, of course, where you find the news show. It is also where you find the Fantastic Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. You can get subscribed to all the shows there. Of course, we're on popular podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts. We're also on Facebook, too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. But definitely come by and join our community today at our Slack room. It's fun, it's simple to do, and we'd love to have you. So come on now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, yep, it's a little R&R weekend for us here. Have no fear, we'll be back on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.